love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband and the very much remaining concerned husband. I'm going to be quick today. I'm starting late, and a lot of things happened. I did send the postcard today to Erica Lee because I think she may recall, but we're related. I wrote her cards are printed for the Shofar Leaks project, and many have seen the modern-day slavery video. What does it make you think about your dad? Love, Dad. Because I do wonder, you know, she's become, from what I understand, active in a few areas that we would disagree on. What would those cards and the modern-day slavery video make her think of her dad? I wonder about that. But so I sent that and dropped that off the mailbox on my way out to drop my boots off to put new heels on them, because I wanted to make sure that one of the two heels especially was at the edge. So I wanted to make sure that they're in good shape for Sunday, because right now the weather looks like we're on for Big Frog Mountain. And there's another part very important about that. Today, I got the stick. So the photo that I'm using today, this is me standing with my bag, which is sitting right there, and this stick, and maybe even this shirt. I don't know. Obviously, this is collapsed, but so I got this from Chris today, and there's a story in that too. But my day didn't go as planned. Dropped off my boots, went and to the farmer's market because, you know, I had to get onions. I mean, can you imagine not having to saute onion, not having onions to saute with your ground beef? I mean, gee, what would that life be like without that? But so I got the onions, and I saw another group of three people there, got some blueberries. There were some other people there, and another person there with onions, but you know, there's only so many onions you can. But said some highs. One of the conversations got fairly serious, and I left a card, which I thought was interesting. But I didn't stay there that long. Started my trek home, and to my delight, because I haven't seen her in a while, there in her front yard was Miss Lily. So, and she had her back to me. And so it was, you know, go up to the yard, and because she was doing some stuff in her yard, and hey! So we had a chat. So we probably spoke for roughly an hour. And I was grateful. I mean, she's 94. And, you know, so she knows that I'm supposed to be at the top of Big Frog this Sunday. This Friday, she's leaving to Nashville. She decided to retire from this, but with the encouragement of her son, she's doing it. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, she should be in Nashville as your typical 94-year-old running in races. So, I mean, which is great. I mean, because that's someone who did not give up. She's 94, and at her age, she is one of the top in the nations because there are not that many people doing it. There's another race, this is a state race, and there's a national race in Pittsburgh, I think it is, and she's specifically invited to go. And she said, because it's just too much. But I found that. So it was a delightful conversation. And then her son shows up. And we got into a dialogue. First the three of us, but then her brother, who is like 88, shows up. So four of us talk for a short while, and the two of them, the brother and sister, went inside for lunch, and Dwayne and I, we talked. And we talked. And we talked. So I got there roughly before 11, and I left there before 5. We talked for a long while. And a lot of interesting subjects. He is very active in First Baptist Church here in Cleveland, and well known because he's the guy that greets you at the door and everybody knows him. He's been doing that for years, and we talk. And one of the things he says, he gets people in for the music and the entertainment. So he understands our issues of the church. We talked a lot about a lot of things. We talked again about the veracity of Scripture and things of that nature, the impact on the world, and the fact that there's a problem in the younger generation. He seems to be, at least in the dialogue, somewhat embracing the premillennial context, that things are going downhill, and it's going downhill now. I'm not on board on that, but at the same time, because my focus is, as I described to him, it's not whether we understand what may or may not happen. Is I want to make sure I do things that are in obedience to Christ, no matter what happens. My objective is obedience to Christ, not knowing whether or not, this event's going to transpire. I want to know my Creator and be obedient to Him. So, I mean, that was a focus. And one of the things, because I asked previously someone else, how do I engage with people so I don't come across as, pushy, dogmatic, or whatever, or offensive? Because I want to engage people pointing to Christ, but not the fluffy Christ, but, solid exposition, a solid description of who Christ is, what the Bible says, and so forth. Because again, we talked about a few things, and it's kind of like, well, actually, what the Bible says is, and this is why, and it's the consistency. But anyway, so that was it was a long dialogue and an investment, and I also left Dwayne a card. One of these cards. My assumption was, and because obviously since it's abundantly clear, I have the stick. My assumption was, because in talking with Chris yesterday, he said that he's going to be in town, and he would, doing his, his sales stuff for Metro Expedite or Metro Transport Group now. I figured, since I'm so late, he'll probably just drop the stick off at the door and so forth. And apparently he did come by the house, dropped the stick off at the door, and he says, I know the route he takes. And he went backtracked. So I left Miss Lillian's because it was, I saw, the clouds are coming, it's starting to rain. And roughly a half mile from leaving her house, it started to rain, so the umbrella came out and so forth. So I'm walking in the rain for a little bit, and here comes Chris up the road. And, God's timing is magnificent, absolutely magnificent. We spent some time together, came over, we had a smoothie with blueberries, delightful, had some great dialogue. And that was a significant joy, a really significant joy. And again, one of the issues that we talked about is how do you interact with people not to offend? But then again, Jesus says, the world hates me; it's going to hate you too. But I don't want to give them reason to hate me because I'm an arrogant fool. I want to reflect Christ well. And if they don't like Christ, that's out of my hands. But I need to reflect Christ well. So I'm grateful that I visited my favorite 94-year-old. I don't have too many 90-year-olds, 80. Boy, Yeah, because the oldest person... Wow. Most of the older people I know, they're dead. I do know several at the farmer's market. 70s. But a lot of the people... And that's the thing. And that's why I am so encouraged about Sunday to spend the day with Luke. I have the concern that, well, it's an 11-mile hike. You know, not a big deal. I do 7-mile hikes constantly. But the issue about a hike is just like what happened today. I went to the you know, dropped off my booze, went to the farmer's market, was there a little while. I was fine. Started heading back home. I was fine, but stopped at Miss Lillian's house for hours. Starting back up after that was, oh, and that's where the trouble comes in. However, Sunday, you know, it's 5.5 miles straight. So that shouldn't be a problem. Getting at the top, you know, got to spend a moment there. You spend all that time getting to the top. And, you know, again, the beauty of that is it is surrounded with trees, so that blocks some of the view. But in every direction you look, basically, one spot, it goes actually kind of long, so it's a little bit harder to see. But when you look west, when you look not as much east, not as much south. Well, it's north, north and west mostly. When you look in those directions, you can see for miles. You're the highest spot. I mean, everything is down from that point. Again, the other directions, because it's, you know, there's so much there, you can't see that well. But when you look west, you can see mountains in the distance. And it's far away and below you. Kind of like, oh. And you look, when you look south, I hope I got that right. Yeah, when you look west, you see the mountains. When you look south, you're looking towards Cleveland, way in the distance. And it's, you know, that's interesting. And I do wonder, because being at the top three times, twice we met people on the trip. In one case, they were fairly close to the top. But one time, when we did the longer route, when we did the 11 miles up, you know, so it was like 16 miles for the day, because we did the shorter route back. Oh, my. But we did an 11-mile trip up, a slightly different route. And we didn't see a single person all day. So, you know, it's kind of like when you got to the top, and yeah, you can look at the distance and you see things far away. But to realize that probably within a mile or two, at least, if not several more miles, there's no one. You are the only ones within perhaps several miles in any direction. It's a really interesting feeling or thought. I mean, there could have been somebody, but, you know, we didn't see him. a lot of space to cover. And that really is an interesting thought. So we'll see what happens Sunday. The big concern, of course, is supposed to be 88 degrees, but we're out in the mountains. So it's 88 degrees here, and I think out there, especially at the higher elevation, breezes and so forth, I don't think it'll be a problem. I don't think it's going to be a problem. I think my problem is going to be starting back up, you know, after being at the top, because it was a problem last time, a little over a year ago. Starting back up, the start was hard. Once we got going, again, half mile or so down the road, fine. But that start may be even harder this time. And I'm with a young guy. I'm not with Chris. But anyway, and Chris, you know, he did stay here. We did have a smoothie. Again, smoothies taste better shared. They really do. So we had a smoothie today with fresh blueberries. Remarkable. I love that. And so I'm grateful for that fellowship. We had some dialogue. I shared with him actually the you know, I mentioned yesterday the power of predominant science. I shared with him the original video, Gaeta Shaheda, however, for the Thunderbolts video. I shared with him that. I gave him a few other things on a USB drive to put on his notebook. So, because including some funny things. I got some funny things that I think they're funny. I gave him a bunch for some laugh and included some of the things, you know, some music and whatnot, like those guys from India who sang In Christ Alone. I mean, that's marvelous. Maybe I'll link that too. That's marvelous to hear somebody in a radically different culture, but very clear English, to sing that. These are people basically on the other side of the world celebrating the same Christ. Marvelous. Absolutely marvelous. I am pushing hard right now. I talked a lot today about the modern day slavery video to people. I'm passing out the cards. I have some plans to pass them out to a number of people. And I'm seeking somebody to take on the project. And the encouragement I got from Chris today was, you know, you pass these out things and you know, it may be somebody you don't think much about, and suddenly they're the ones. I'd kind of like that soon, because, I mean, emotion. There are financial concerns. But really the bigger concern is the emotional one. I would suggest for somebody seeing this for the first time, the modern day slavery video, if you actually think about what it says, it's kind of like, oh. But that's the surface. I mean, literally, that's the surface. Because of the fact I've studied this and the related things, in essence, especially to the whistleblowers, to the slavery stuff, but to the whistleblowers and whatnot, some of the things that are happening, going on and whatnot. It's not for the squeamish. I think it's for those who say, yes, Jesus Christ is my Lord. It goes back to the Kaiser Kurios stuff. No, I'm sorry. Jesus Christ is my Lord, not the state. And I will not deny him. I will not deny him because he holds me, not because I hold him. And he's shown me evidence that he holds me. And I want to encourage others to bask in that same kind of joy, that same kind of relationship. My lady, my wife, your husband is preparing to take this stick for yet another venture to the top of Big Frog. I want George to do it with me on December 8th, please. I want to go with George, my son, on December 8th of this year, to the top of Big Frog Mountain to do my 1,000,000th jumping jack. And, you know, I do have concerns about that. Again, I do notice that my body's not as young as it used to be. But even though it's not as young as it used to be, I am at 824,320 jumping jacks. How many people can say that? It's just like when I talk with Dwayne today. It doesn't mean a hill of beans. It doesn't make me any more valuable in this world. It doesn't make me any more valuable to stand before the Lord. But I do think it's something a man needs, and Dwayne agreed with this. We need to set our goals, and we need to have something to press us. Dwayne is 6'4". He's taller than me, and he runs. He's 56. He's about to have a birthday, turn 57 next week. And so he's a runner. I don't think he's a fast runner, but he has the advantage of height. So that makes him faster in that respect. But he runs, and that's the issue. He runs. He's fallen after his mom, who's 94, and runs. But again, I walk faster than she runs. But of course, I walk fast. But so I think those things are important. The fact that Miss Lillian is, again, she's easily in the top 10, probably in the top 3 in the nation for the over 90 bracket. That's not going to do a hill of beans difference when she stands before the Lord. It doesn't mean people come and crowd to her and say, whoa, wow, aren't you a marvelous person? Except, well, maybe Dwayne and me. These things, in a way, really don't matter. But I do think it's the character of a person. You got to be driven for something. And I think that that drive is seen in other areas, especially to say, I'm driven to be obedient to Christ. I think that's vital. And I'm also driven in obedience to Christ to pursue reconciliation. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.